AFL fans are also flying their colours in communities near the Victoria-South Australia border ahead of the grand final. Towns and even classrooms have divided loyalties. In South Australia's southeast, reporter Sarah Maunders has been asking primary school students who they're tipping to take home the Premiership Cup.
A fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any we're the pride of South Australia. We're the mighty athlete.
My name is Talia.
And Talia, who are you supporting this weekend?
Tigers.
Brody, who are you supporting this weekend?
Crows.
Why are you supporting the Crows?
Because they're the best.
What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, tell me about this hat you're wearing. It's very cool.
It's a Dreadlocks hat.
It's obviously the Crows' colours.
Yeah.
Why are they so awesome?
Because they have Tex Walker.
Glencoe Central Primary School is only about 30 kilometres from the Victorian border. It has 70 students in a town of just 700 residents. As Principal Sam Lean explains, the kids support teams from both sides.
Yeah, we've got supporters from just about every team in the AFL. And it's just a really good time for our kids to be celebrating AFL Grand Final. Having just finished the local footy season and sports is a really strong part of the community here.
AFL fans across South Australia have already started the pilgrimage to Melbourne, and there's one thing locals along the border can agree on. It's that the influx of travellers is great for local businesses. Bordertown is about halfway between Adelaide and Melbourne and is a traditional pit stop along the journey. The last time South Australia made it into a grand final was back in 2007 when Port Adelaide lost to Collingwood. Nick Davis runs a bakery in Bordertown and remembers a busy weekend.
Yeah, it was huge. They just start travelling earlier in the week and they always talk about how many buses and planes and stuff going, but yeah, most of the people seem to go in cars too, and it was huge that week. So hopefully we'll be the same again. It's not just us. Obviously, there's a lot of other food places in town that benefit, but it's also the supermarket and the butchers and the fruit shop and everything. So it benefits the whole town, and hopefully that some of them, especially if the Crows win, take their time getting home and spend some time in the gift shops and stuff as well.
The chair of the local business association, Matt Rout, says it's not just Bordertown set to benefit.
Just having the highway and the travellers that go through it are really good for town and really good for businesses in town.
Is it usually just Bordertown that sees a bit of a boost, or is there other towns around the Tattiyarra that'll see an extra bit of influx of some road traffic?
No, I think all along the highway you'll see people stop. Like Neil's another destination in Victoria, and even Keith gets plenty of people stop.
How do you think people are pretty excited for the upcoming grand final?
And there's a fair few people fired up, have a good grand final party with, given it's the Crows, and even locally there's a lot of Richmond supporters local as well, so there could be some interesting rivalries.
Matt Rout from the Tattiyarra Business Association, ending Sarah Maunders' report.